This is Michigan Radio. In Wayne County, tens of thousands of properties go into tax foreclosure every year. Most are in Detroit, but it happens in the suburbs, too. Some suburban communities have started buying those tax foreclosed homes and turning them over to developers. But many of the affected homeowners didn't know that, and some tried to fight back. As Michigan Radio's Sarah Swick reports, that fight is coming to a bitter end.
Brandy Gutierrez is exhausted. She's at work hunched over a desk in the storefront office of a Dearborn roofing company. Right now, she's the only one here, if you don't count the office kitten and bird.
Right over there on that couch is where I will be sleeping, because I don't have a place to stay.
Gutierrez was just evicted from the home she owned in Lincoln Park, a tiny city just south of Detroit. Even though she knew it was coming, the way it happened came as a shock. Gutierrez says she came home from work to find her house locked and a 24-hour eviction notice pasted on the door. What remained of her possessions were broken and scattered on her front lawn. Everything else was gone.
My TVs, my tools, my jewelry, I had my cash at the house. All of that was gone. It's shocking, disgusting, and I'm still mostly clueless on what's going on, to be honest. I still have no idea how this could happen.
The story starts a few years ago. Gutierrez and her husband moved from Detroit to Lincoln Park in 2009. They paid cash for a two-story brick colonial in a nice, quiet neighborhood. But when they split up in 2013, Gutierrez says she discovered her husband hadn't been paying city property taxes. By that point, it was Wayne County's problem to collect them. So Gutierrez went down to the Wayne County Treasurer's office and got on a payment plan.
And over, 8 months, I believe, I gave him around $8,000.
But when the summer of 2015 rolled around, Gutierrez knew she couldn't make payments for a couple months. So she told Wayne County, and she says they told her, that's okay. So long as you catch up by the end of the year, you're fine. But in September, Gutierrez got a notice from a group she'd never heard of called JSR Funding. And that's how she found out they had foreclosed on her house.
It was unbelievable. I'm like, well, you said I had till December. And you sold it in June, and you didn't even tell me you sold my house.
And the buyer? The city of Lincoln Park. The city exercised what's called the right of first refusal in the tax foreclosure process. It allows municipalities to buy back foreclosed properties before the county puts them up for sale in a massive online auction.
People and companies purchase the properties and they don't reinvest back in them. And for most part, they become rentals that we then have to struggle with to try to bring up to the code that the city requires.
That's Matthew Koppler, Lincoln Park city manager. Koppler wasn't in charge when this all went down last year. In fact, Lincoln Park had an emergency manager named Brad Coulter at the time. Coulter bought dozens of homes through right of first refusal. Then he quickly turned them over to a local developer, JSR Funding. The idea was to avoid the property flippers and absentee landlords who so often pick up cheap properties at auction. Koppler says JSR is required to invest in the properties before selling them. And so far, they're selling for prices that pull up local property values.
It is working, and you know we're getting the investment. We're getting new ownership of property, people living in those things, which will help our neighborhoods.
Lincoln Park exercised right of first refusal again this year. This time, Koppler says someone did visit the homeowners prior to the county actually foreclosing, and about half of them managed to avoid foreclosure at the last minute. But Koppler notes they have no obligation to do that. And he says there's no reason to think tax-delinquent homeowners could buy back their properties either.
If they didn't have the wherewithal to take the action to save the property, at that point in time, why would you believe that they can do it afterwards?
But Timothy Padden insists he could have.
If I would have got a notice on my door from Lincoln Park saying, you got 2 weeks to pay this much or we're buying your house, no doubt I could have came up with it and I wouldn't be sitting here right now.
Padden is another Lincoln Park homeowner who's now been evicted by JSR. Like Gutierrez, Padden and his wife owned their home mortgage-free, but then they fell behind on property taxes. So Padden got on a payment plan with Wayne County, and he says that worked fine for a couple years. Last year, there was some kind of hitch renewing the paperwork. But Padden says the treasurer's office told him not to worry, even after he spotted his home on the county's website, listed as a pending foreclosure.
I said, I'll bring what money I have right now. They're like, no, wait till August 3rd, come down, bring 10% of what you owe. We'll put you on a new plan.
So that's what he did. And then...
got up to the window. Sorry, but your house has been sold 3 days ago, or it was bought by the city 3 days ago.
Padden and Gutierrez have remarkably similar stories, and some think that's not a coincidence. 20 Wayne County homeowners all swore in affidavits to the same basic chain of events. that they were on tax repayment plans with Wayne County, that the treasurer's office assured them they had more time to make payments, and that they never received any kind of foreclosure notice. Padden and Gutierrez are both plaintiffs in a federal lawsuit that accuses Wayne County, several cities, and developers of plotting to illegally seize their homes. It sounds a little far-fetched, and Padden admits he's not even sure exactly what happened here, but he says something was just not right.
I mean, I believe I was doing the right thing. I was doing the same thing I had been done 2 years prior. Filled out the same paperwork the same way. I just don't understand why Wayne County would tell you to wait if somebody's willing to come down there and pay him money.
But the Wayne County Treasurer's Office insists these foreclosures were done by the book, even if they admit some homeowners may not have received foreclosure notices sent out by mail. All the defendants named in the federal lawsuit deny any wrongdoing. Padden and some other plaintiffs fought their evictions in circuit court, too, but they finally lost the case this month. Padden says it was a long fight, but it's pretty much over.
At this point, I don't want my house back. Compensation would be nice.
Their federal case was dismissed over jurisdiction issues. That decision is being appealed. In the meantime, Padden's family is split up while they look for a new place. Friends have set up a GoFundMe page to help with relocation expenses. Brandy Gutierrez has also turned to online fundraising for help, but first, she's looking to get her stuff back. On her lawyer's advice, she went to file a police report.
I'm trying to make a police report for all of the items that were took out of my house by a development company.
And then Gutierrez has to explain the whole thing all over again. The officer sitting behind the glass listens, but seems confused. Gutierrez starts to get a little frustrated.
That's what I'm telling you. They put a 24-hour notice on the door Friday. I got off work and the notice and my stuff was out.
I understand that, but what I'm asking you is, did the court give them the 24-hour notice for eviction? Was it the court officers who put you out?
I have no idea. That's okay. Why I'm here.
Have you checked
the officer examines Gutierrez's writ of eviction, noting the court seal. He tells her this is probably not a criminal matter, and she should take it to the courthouse next door. She does, and comes back out in about 2 minutes.
I go in the courthouse, and they know exactly who I am. She tells me they do not have to give me 24 hours. And don't you have attorney? Call him.
Gutierrez seems resigned about it, though. This, she says, is pretty much just what she's come to expect. I'm Sarah Swick, Michigan Radio News.